Morgan Wallen, Whiskey Glasses on B105. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren.
You sounded like you weren't sure there.
It's Monday, you know. Mm-hmm. Things, the wheels aren't turning so smooth.
Yeah, they never are on a Monday. Or like a Friday. I feel like last Friday, all of us were just like, we're done. We're done. That's Everyone was just having a week.
Well, a week before was a short week, and you get another long weekend there, you know, and summer's here, and the days are longer, which is nice. I'm not complaining about it, but it throws you off.
It does, yep.
Big time. I can't tell you how many times I thought I overslept.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
it's always a fear.
There's a little bit of sun out there. I was like, oh, yeah. But no. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't mind, I'll start.
Okay.
I wrote about this. It's up on the B105 app, b105country.com right now. You want the details and the links and everything, where to go. But there's a new marathon, half marathon, coming to Minnesota. Get this. It goes through three towns.
Love it.
It goes over Minnesota's tallest bridge.
Love it. It
runs through a beautiful, beautiful park. Mm-hmm. And it ends at a big event center. It's the Iron Range, the Essential Health. They partner with them. Essential Health Iron Range half marathon. It starts in Eveleth, runs through Gilbert, then crosses the Thomas Rukavina Memorial Bridge.
Yep.
Where you go over the Rochelle Mine Pit. And it's a beautiful scene.
Yeah.
And then you go in through Virginia, through Alcott Park, and then you end up at the Iron Trail Event Center.
Love it.
And you should do it.
I'm thinking of signing up. Here's a fear. No, we don't need to get into my fears.
It's in August, so it keeps you going all summer.
I just, I'm always worried I'm going to be the last one done.
Is that a fear of yours, really?
No, it is. And I never am, because, you know, I train heavily.
Yeah.
But I'm just always, it's always a fear. Oh. But I'm like 90% going to do it, because I think it looks really cool. Okay. And it would be fun to say I ran through three different towns.
Exactly, in one half marathon. Mm-hmm. Where else can you say that?
Right.
So
exactly.
Got the story up there, and you check out their Facebook page and registration. You want to register before July 31st, so the price goes up.
Nice. So last week I talked about Flava Flav and how...
Flava Flav!
And how he was trying to save Red Lobster.
Yeah, he bought everything on the menu.
And I respect that incredibly. But sadly, Red Lobster, you know, they just filed for bankruptcy last month and everybody's up in arms about it. But they now announced that if their plan goes through, they will be closing some Minnesota locations. So they're not going to be closing the Duluth one.
Oh,
but
thank God, I don't know what to do with my
It is really cool. I mean, it's cool.
With a Captain Wolf shrimp.
Well, I think they went bankrupt because of their endless shrimp thing. But
yeah, but they have a captain. I think it's Captain Waltz or Fisherman's Catch. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
captain
about.
Captain Waltz Shrimp. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, this internet's not working over here. That's cool. Well, good. At least the Red Lobster here is safe.
So there's a few that might close. Golden Valley, Bloomington. Hopefully they don't keep making, you know, cuts. But just rest assured, we're good here in Duluth. My mom is going to be sad because she loves Red Lobster.
Well, she'll have to come up here and visit us more often.
Yeah, she doesn't really. Only if I go to the casino with her. And I'm like, that's fun.
Because you don't have a grandbaby.
Yeah, but still there's so much to do.
We can get you a baby. Then she'll come and visit.
Yeah, that probably is true.
Just rentababy.com.
That's probably like the dark web. We don't need to go there. Okay.
Well, you didn't just take it that far. Yeah, Walt's favorite shrimp. That's what it was.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there you go. It's a B105 Buzz. B105, Northland's number one for new country. Lauren's Country Showdown. Here we go.
Okay, so we got to talk about Carly Pierce because she released her new album on Friday. It's called Hummingbird, and she shared a video that kind of explains why it took so long for her to release a new album, because you and I were talking about that last week on The Breakfast Club. And so I wanted to follow up because she addressed that. She said, "People have been asking me why I waited 3 years, especially because her last album was so successful, you know?"
Mm-hmm.
She said it's because she was, like, healing still. She's like,
from her divorce?
Yeah, and then she also said, "A lot of people don't know this, but I fell in love after my divorce, and then I got my heart broken again just as bad. Which is really sad. She was dating, I think he's like a real estate agent, and then they broke up. Now she's dating her drummer, and she's happy, but she said, "I was healing, and then I got my heart broken really bad again."
She's dating her drummer. That's got to be awkward. Well, not awkward, but I mean,
it's probably handy because
they don't break up.
It's probably, yeah, like handy because, I mean, then he could just travel everywhere with her, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah.
That's,
so,
I mean, that's awkward to ask her out as a drummer.
I don't know. You think she ended up marrying someone that you worked with, so it worked out.
And my wife, yeah.
Yep. So there you go.
Anywhere, yeah.
Your wife, yeah.
She was a receptionist.
Love that.
That was risky. That was very risky.
It's a good love story. But anyway, she says now she is in a place of comfort and peace. She also was at Nissan Stadium last night performing, and she's going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon tonight. No word on what she's singing, but just wanted to give that update because I, too, was like, what is taking so long? Because I love her and I wanted new music.
I'm sorry that her heart was broke again, but
yeah, it's hard too. I feel like when you have such like a successful album, because that was like her big breakout album, to have to follow that up is probably a lot of pressure too. So,
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. Carly so Pierce. Anyway, CMA Fest Day One, not a huge shock. This was Thursday, by the way. Post Malone was the star of the show. He did a 2-song set. He sang "I Had Some Help" by himself. Sounds really good, just him and the guitar, too. And then he was joined by Blake Shelton. They finally released their new duet. It's called "Pour Me a Drink." They've been teasing it. And then afterwards, Post Malone and Blake showed up at Blake's bar, and they performed until the early hours. Just imagine being drinking, and Post Malone shows up. Post Malone covered George Strait and Vince Gill. He performed with Blake again. Gwen was there. So that was kind of the highlight of day one. But Craig Morgan also performed. Ashley McBride brought out Gretchen Wilson. Thomas Rhett sang. So that was just day one. We will recap the rest of the days next hour. But we can see it on TV. ABC, June 25th. Jelly Roll's hosting along with Ashley McBride. And then don't forget your Kenny Chesney Code at 8:20.
Okay, listen for that. Thank you, Lauren. Very thorough. Nice
Thank
work.
Thank you.
7:10 laugh off. Here we go.
Okay, so you won last time we did this.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to decide if you want to go first.
You go first.
Okay. Ken, did you hear about the local bakery that burned down? Their business is toast.
That was a good one. That was a good
Thank
one.
Thank you.
That was a good starting. That was a really good joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lauren, how do you cook panda meat? In a pan, duh.
Little gross, but I like it. That was good.
They eat pandas? I don't think they're endangered. I think they're endangered.
Yeah, I've never heard
of
that.
I'm not going to Google that either.
Don't look into that. No. I can't be scarred like that today.
Sorry.
Ken, I asked my friend to please just don't use my whistle. They blew it.
Man, you're covered in hot today.
Am I?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
That was pretty good. Lauren, which pets are the most affordable ones? Birds. They're pretty cheap. Cheap.
Okay, dumb. Dumb.
But cheap.
Okay. That was dumb. I think I broke myself down with my jokes.
Yeah, you might have. A little friendly fire there.
Okay. If you want tickets to Dublin Pub Comedy Night this weekend, call us up.
Better jokes than us, 727-B105.
Guaranteed.
Okay, yeah, Dublin Pub Comedy tickets, we'll hook you up right now. And we got the Brain Tissue question next here on B105. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, good morning, 721. We got your Brain Teaser question and your chance to win some Papa Murphy's pizza today.
Mm-hmm. So, Friday's question, 91% of us have this in the fridge right now. The answer is some sort of condiment.
Okay.
This morning, 14% of people say they've done this embarrassing thing at the gym. What is it? I've come close to doing this. I've never done it. That would be embarrassing.
Okay. 14% of people say they've done this embarrassing thing at the gym.
What hint would you give?
I don't know. I don't really go to the gym.
Well, this can't happen if you don't go to the gym. But 14% of people say they've done this embarrassing thing at the gym. What is it?
You see this a lot on fail videos.
Yep. Like funny TikTok videos, things like that.
And it can be you. Yeah. Okay.
It's funny as long as they're not hurt.
727-B105, 14% of people say they've done this embarrassing thing at the gym. Call now. Good luck. You win some Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's. Okay. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. I got your Brain Teaser question. Here we go.
14% of people say they've done this embarrassing thing at the gym. What is it?
Yikes.
This is going to show up now on all of our, like,
oh yeah,
our phones. I'm not mad about it.
They're listening, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's see what we got. Hi, B105, what's your guess?
Hi, is it falling on the treadmill?
Yeah. Ouch. That could be serious. That could really hurt.
And your ego, too.
That would hurt. I'm luckily it's never happened to me, but I've seen a lot of fails.
That's why I just avoid the treadmill. I don't even, you know, it's not safe. That's what I say.
Right. I'll run on the road.
I avoid the road too. I'm running in general. Yeah, that's me. But
who's this?
This is Lacey.
Hey, congratulations. We got some Papa Murphy's for you.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. There you go. Okay, we'll do it again tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here. The Brain Teaser question and more Papa Murphy's. How much do we have left for those?
A lot.
We do?
Oh, yeah. We're good to go.
Okay. Good deal. Mm-hmm. Well,
and you can have one.
I don't want to break the rules around here. You know what I mean?
Never mind. You can't have
one. Wait till we get closer to payday when I need to stretch the dollar a little more.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. I'll set one aside for you.
Groceries are darn cheap.
I know.
It's a lot.
I know.
We're helping you out here. Okay. 727 at B105. We'll look at your weather forecast here in just a second here on the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning. It is 740. Sun is shining this morning. It'll be 67 degrees. A little warmer away from the lake, though, too. If you go inland, it'll be in the low 70s today. Mm-hmm. So this is something fun right now. SeasonDeal.com. Check this out. We have the 2024 Northland Craft Flight Passport. This is up for sales right now. $55. And then you get a flight of brews from a bunch of different local breweries here.
Mm-hmm. So,
and cideries too.
Yeah, Wild State Cider's on there. Moose Lake Brewing Company, Lake Superior Brewing, Duluth Cider, Castle Danger.
Warrior Brewing's on there.
Yeah, there's a ton of them on there. And what a fun way to go try out all of these different breweries, maybe a few that you haven't been to. And then it's a flight too, so you know you'll find something you love.
Perfect. You get to try a bunch of different stuff, you know.
And Father's Day gift.
That's a great idea.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, great idea. $55. It's a good deal right now. SeizeTheDeal.com. It's called the Northland Craft Flight Passport. So check that out, and then you can hit them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the card, use it.
That's like the kind of passport I want, really.
So I'm probably the only passport that I could probably get without much hassle.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, SeizeTheDeal.com. Check it out right now. Old Dominion right now. 105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Okay, we've got Lauren's Country Lowdown, Monday edition. What's happening?
Yeah, so CMA Fest was all weekend long. We recapped day one, which was Thursday. So let's recap the next few days. It's always fun because obviously it takes place in Nashville. So there's just like a lot of weird collaborations and all that. So on Friday, Jelly Roll made a surprise appearance. That's what everybody's talking about from Friday. He showed up during Cody Johnson's set and sang their song together called Whiskey Vent, which I kind of forgot that they had a duet. Luke Bryan also performed, Craig Morgan, Jordan Davis, Thomas Rhett, Ashley McBride, and then Parker McCollum. He sang a new song called Big Old Fancy House. And then John Party brought out Clint Black and they sang Killin' Time.
Oh,
that was a nice little throwback.
Yeah.
It worked well. And then Kelsey Ballerini, she made a surprise appearance, or Little Big Town made a surprise appearance during her set. They just collaborated on a song from over a decade ago. That's a Little Big Town song, because Little Big Town is putting out a greatest hits collection August 9th. So Kelsey's on their song called Shut Up Train. So, yeah, so you can see a recap there, b105country.com. And then Saturday, just as fun, it was Old Dominion, Terry Clark. Lainey Wilson was everywhere. She brought out Terry Clark to sing one of Terry's songs from the 90s. Then Lainey Wilson joined Keith Urban to sing their song, Go Home With You. And then she also joined Jelly Roll for his encore to sing Save Me. And then Keith Urban also joined Jelly Roll to play guitar on Halfway to Hell.
Sounds like a lot happening.
Yeah, like that's a lot.
Yeah.
Entertainer of the year, you know.
Well, she's running around like crazy. Yeah. That's why she gets that wins those awards, right?
Yep. So see a recap, b105country.com, and then stay tuned because we have our first Kenny Chesney Code of the Week at 8:20.
Okay, check that out. Thank you, Lauren. Lauren's Country Lowdown, 7:46 at B105. Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren and Zach from Grandma's Marathon. Hey, how you doing, man?
Good morning.
Yeah, we're less than 2 weeks away. Lauren, her eyes got really wide
when
I said that.
It's getting scary. I saw a sign up that said welcome runners, and I was like, is it too late to back out? Yes, it is. I'm not going to do that. But you're probably, what's your stress level right now, Zach? Let's start with that. It's very calm right now.
Yeah, I think we're good. You know, this is what we worked for all year. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody last week, and there's a quote that Scott Sandlin uses throughout the hockey season with his players, is that players like to play games. And they don't like to practice all that much.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We like this time of year.
Race day is
This is what we're good at. This is what we like to do. And so the next 2 weeks are exciting. They're packed with adrenaline. And so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I like that quote because that is true. It is such a fun day in Duluth, whether you're running it, spectating, whatever it might be. Let's talk about Rock the Big Top. Because that's going on again this year. Not Rock the Bayfront, I should say.
Yeah. We changed that a couple years ago with the COVID year that we had to move everybody over there. And it's one of those things that's kind of stuck. And, you know, for 3 years now, we've looked at it as, you know, Grandma's Marathon has been around for 48 years and, you know, in a lot of ways hasn't had to make a ton of changes. There's still a lot of the traditions that still exist. But we're always looking for ways to improve. And so that was a change that was forced on us with the pandemic that the community really responded well to. It's a free show Friday evening after the 5K. We've got music there and then all day Saturday. It's a venue that was made for what we're doing in it, which is music and bringing people together. And so where we used to have the Big Top tents in Canal Park and we used to charge for the concert, it kind of kept everything localized. It did make that area, you know, maybe more festive than it is now. But we've found ways to bring the energy back to Canal Park. And now we've got this great venue and we can make the show free. And so runners, spectators, volunteers, the community can go down there and just enjoy a day full of music and celebration of Grandma's Marathon.
Yeah, I love it at Bayfront. I think it's perfect. You have Lake Superior in the background. I think it's great at Bayfront as well.
Yeah, that's what's more picturesque than Bayfront on a June evening?
Yeah, it seems silly to have a concert, you know, a quarter mile away in a parking lot you've got Bayfront sitting there empty. And so I think that's been a good change. It's been really well received. The people that maybe don't like it are the marathoners that just got done with 26.2 miles. But
what is another, you know, 0.5?
We had to smooth it over with them a little bit. But, you know, this year that the construction going on behind the deck, you're not going to be able to walk behind the deck and behind the aquarium to get to Bayfront. So you got to go through the deck parking lot.
Okay.
And so we've added a cheer plaza right across from the Irvin. We've added some other activations through that parking lot to hopefully make the walk not seem quite as long as it truly is.
Yeah.
It is an extra walk, but hopefully it's worth it once you get to Bayfront.
Definitely.
Maybe you can just move the finish line to the Bayfront. Just kidding.
Move the finish line.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, no. 10 second. Is there like a 10 second delay? We can edit that part out.
I'm kidding. There is, but
we're
it's too late.
That, right? We're not going to do that.
No. So, but Grandma's Marathon, you got a lot of stuff happening. You got the all you can eat spaghetti dinner. I know I got the banner right here
with all the details. We can just read
the
right off of there.
Right out of the skywalk.
Yeah, staring right at you guys on the other side. The welcome runners banner is going up this morning. So I always like this time of year when stuff starts to happen, right? And it's all in our minds of this is when this is going to happen. And then next week, you know, you see some of the tents going up and you see the toilets being delivered. That's always kind of like an operational thing. We get excited when we see all the toilets because that means we're almost there. But
that's a quote of the morning for sure. Yeah.
I get excited when I see all the toilets.
Yeah. So I think that's only an us thing, but we get kind of, that's when it gets to be real for us.
Yeah.
The spaghetti dinner on Friday all day. The expo is Thursday afternoon and all day Friday. So, I mean, we say all the time that this is more than a marathon to the community. I mean, not only the work that we do with other things for the local community throughout the year, but also for the people that are coming to Duluth from wherever, you know, especially the first timers. They get to experience so much more than the race when they come here. And I think that's part of what the allure of Grandma's Marathon is that it's 3 days where pretty much everyone in this community is focused on a singular thing. And there's so many other ways to enjoy yourself and have fun other than what you're doing on Friday night for the 5K or Saturday for the half marathon and marathon. And so that's, I think, you know, part of the reason that people fall in love with Duluth when they come here for the first time and want to come back and do it again or tell their friends they have to be here is all the other stuff that we have going on.
Sure.
Right. And bring so much to the economy too. So.
Yeah. Super important for us. And you know, that's probably, you know, you talked earlier about like the stress level. That's probably the biggest stress level that we have is we unfortunately know now what it means to not have the marathon, you know, which we did in 2020 because of what was going on in the world. And so, you know, we feel, I think, a lot of the pressure to make it a good weekend for the community for that reason too.
Bringing all those people in.
We're checking weather. We're, you know, making sure that all our details are crossed because we want everybody to keep talking, you know, not only say good things about our race and our organization, but to say good things about our community. And I think that's the responsibility that we feel going into race day.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, if people need more information about all the stuff we just talked about, website.
Yeah, grandmasmarathon.com. It'll shift over here probably later this week, into the weekend, to kind of a very specific two-race weekend. Right now, there's a lot of stuff that you can find about, you know, a lot of stuff that goes on throughout the year. But it'll shift over, and it'll be like kind of a one-stop shop for race weekend. There's also a mobile app, Grandma's Marathon mobile app, that you can download that has everything you need to know about the weekend as well.
Well, I'll get that right now. I did not know that.
Well, I just learned something as well.
That's where your people can track you, Lauren.
I don't need...
I'm tracking you.
Ken tracked me last year. That's what kept me going. I'm like, Ken can't see me walking. I got to keep going.
Yeah. If you're interested in tracking anybody on race day, the mobile app is the place to go. You punch in their name and their bib number, and it'll tell you right where they are on the course.
Cool.
All right. Well, hey, Zach, we'll talk to you again next week, right?
Of course. I'll be here.
All right. Have a good one. Zach Snyder of Grandma's Marathon, 7:55. Nate Smith, Morgan Wallen, and Cowgirls with Ernest on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. I think tomorrow for Ken's Weird News, I'm going to tackle this.
Okay.
I'm going to try to find some answers here. So I don't know how you say this name. Is it Mishapitun? Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
That's the name of the boat.
I was trying to say it.
So a 689-foot Laker safely arrived in the harbor, Thunder Bay, Saturday afternoon. It started taking on water 35 miles southwest of Isle Royale Saturday morning. And it was carrying taconite. I mean, you know, you see some pictures of it. It looked like it was going down. Like, this was an emergency. They had to, like, pump out 22,000 gallons of water or something like that. As it was listing, like, 15 degrees at one point, it struck something underwater, and they're investigating that. But then that's my question. What the heck could have it struck underwater that would cause a huge hole in this?
I don't know, and this was a new fear unlocked.
Okay. Well, fortunately, you don't find yourself on Lakers very often, right?
True.
So I don't think I'd be too worried about
that out. Yeah.
But this is a very rare thing. And the U.S. Coast Guard is assisting Canadian authorities in an investigation of what went wrong. And they said it struck something underwater. So I immediately thought, oh, well, it probably just, you know, hit a reef or something or whatever.
Right.
I've looked at the depth chart maps, soundings and stuff for it's not shallow there.
Yeah, that's. And you would think, too, like, if it was or there was something there, that they would know. So, I don't know. That's...
What did it hit?
I don't know.
That's the weird thing.
Well, I never thought about it like that.
It's not like you just hit, like, a log or something.
Right.
And it's got to be under...
And it, like, impact a ship this size.
Right. It's not like it's something small. I mean, it hit something hard.
Right.
That's weird.
Yeah, no, that is really weird. Leave it to us to find the...
That's immediately what I thought. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. What does it run into?
I was reading all about it, and yeah, that didn't even cross my mind.
I got some theories.
Well, I can't wait to hear them.
Well, 7:40 tomorrow.
We're switching it up. We're not going to talk about UFOs.
Or are we?
You know, there are rumors that there are sea monsters, that
there's not
Lake Superior is a hub for UFOs. I'm just saying.
There's not rumors. There's facts out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's submerged objects.
Yeah, you're right. It's not rumors anymore.
There's a reason why the Navy heads up all this stuff.
That's why the Navy is in charge of all this. Yeah, I know.
Just saying. Uh-huh. Anyway, we'll discuss tomorrow at 7:40. Put your tinfoil hat on.
It's on.
Yeah, okay. It's always on nowadays. B105, Carrie Underwood and Good Girl. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. So something happened this last weekend.
Okay.
Have you heard about this going on in Florida? There was 3 shark attacks in one single day.
Oh, my gosh. I think I did hear about that because I think I saw, like, a TikTok where the shark, like, came back to the shores. I don't know, something spooky, but...
They say that they're pretty rare shark attacks, but then, you know, when you have something like this where 3 of them happen in one single day, this was on Friday... And this happened. One woman was swimming with her husband, and they were waist deep water, and that's when the shark got her, attacked her. Significant injuries. She survived, but not without life-altering injuries. And then also 2 teenagers were inside a sandbar just hanging out with some friends when they got attacked too.
Oh my gosh! I thought, am I dumb? Don't answer that. That sharks couldn't go, or like that they didn't go in shallow water.
No, they go in shallow water.
Gosh.
That's scary.
You know, we might have winter, but we don't have sharks.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a compromise.
Right? Isn't that nuts? It's crazy. They also have purple flags they put on the beach that they used that on Sunday to warn people of moderate surf hazards and dangers of marine life. They even said, we encourage everyone to understand that there is, where was it on here? They said that look out for each other and remember that even in waist-deep water, there can be sharks.
I like, is it even worth it going in the water?
No,
like,
I would not enjoy
that pina colada on the shore. Like, you don't need to go to the sandbar.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Lady A, Just a Kiss on B105, Northland's number one for new country. We're going to hand it off to Joe Danger. He's taking over. He's got the next Kenny Chesney code, too, at 10:20.
Mm-hmm.
And then listen for them the rest of the day as we continue that this week. And we'll see you tomorrow right here.
Have a great Monday.
And, well, yeah, Tuesday's going to get weird. Don't forget, 7:40 tomorrow.
I think it's just assumed.
Okay, that's true.